The Central African Republic is being robbed of its future. Religious freedom is under fire at American universities, and special needs kids inspire hope in the Middle East. These stories and more are next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In the Central African Republic, French forces are trying to prevent even more conflict from breaking loose in Bambari. Jim Hocking of Water for Good, an in-country partner of Living Water International and Reach Beyond, explains.
They're keeping the Muslims and the anti-Balaka separated. It will have to probably continue until we have large enough forces in the CAR. The European Union and the UN troops are really going to make the difference.
Last week, Muslim Salika fighters attacked a church in Bambari, housing thousands of refugees. 26 people were killed and dozens more were wounded. Hocking says water and radio ministries are continuing, but more funds are needed for security. Find ways to help at our website.
They all need help. They all need your prayers because this is not going to be easy. Taking time every day to be praying is going to be very important.
Next, some Christian students at the largest four-year public university system in the U.S. are wondering if they'll be allowed to freely meet for worship and Bible study when they return to campus. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe explains.
The California State University system decided a year and a half ago that religious groups were no longer permitted to use religious criteria in leadership selection. That meant InterVarsity and other religious groups couldn't require that the worship leader be a Christian or that the Bible study leaders be a Christian.
What it boils down to.
Ultimately, this is a spiritual issue and therefore in part a spiritual battle.
And here's where you get involved.
InterVarsity's president, Alec Hill, has invited everybody concerned about campus ministry and access to campuses to spend some time on July 14th, Monday, in concerted prayer about the campus access situation, particularly at California State University, but really in all of the universities around the country.
We'll link you to the prayer movement at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. After living in the same place all their life, many Sunni Iraqis are forced from their homes with no hope of return. Al Goff, president of Global Aid Network, has been in Iraq for a week. His reports indicate the situation is actually much worse than what we've heard in the West. The refugee camps run rampant with fear that ISIS will find and kill those who fled. Despite this, Goff is confident that your help has a potential impact for the gospel like never before. To help, follow the link at our website. Meanwhile, have you run into roadblocks while pursuing a calling? Gisli and Nora Johnson of Send International have been in Bulgaria for 5 years, counseling and teaching hurting people, including sex trafficking victims. Gisli says,
bit by bit, we can feed them gently with God's presence, God's love, God's forgiveness, and God's patience with their life, because often these people are extremely broken. It isn't just the trafficking, it's also their past.
Their passion and progress is real, but so is the spiritual and financial battle. They have to take a break. Nora says,
we're so excited about what we do here, and there was so much disappointment when people heard we were going back. And we said, look, we have to. We can't keep going with less oil in the car. We need some more oil. We need support. We need help. We can't be doing this on our own.
The Johnson's number one request is for your prayer. Find out more in the full article at our website. And often the biggest impacts from a ministry are unexpected consequences of the work. The Lebanon studio of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, received a visit from the Blessed School for Special Needs Children. These children, avid fans of Sat7 Kids, aspire to great futures and inspire the Sat7 staff. While the country faces threats from ISIS, this mutual encouragement in Christ is vital. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through suffering? Get the book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering, by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition to a blessing. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.